You're with The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry. Last week, Congolese journalist Steve Wemby was reportedly arrested by the Democratic Republic of Congo's National Intelligence Agency. As of Friday morning, he still hasn't been seen. Government officials deny he is in their custody, but Wemby's alleged arrest is in line with the pattern of the Congolese government's crackdown on the press. According to Reporters Without Borders, so far this year, 19 journalists have been arrested arbitrarily by Congolese authorities. Many of the detentions are extrajudicial, so journalists aren't given a specific reason when they're taken by the police. Before Wemby's detention, freelance journalist Nicholas Niarchos was detained and deported from the DRC in July, and he joins us now. Nicholas, thanks for coming on The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Now, before we get into the alleged arrest of Steve Wemby, I understand you were arrested back in July in the DRC. What happened in that case?
Yes. So we were contacting separatists to see what implication they had in this vitally strategic minerals trade, battery minerals trade in the Southern Democratic Republic of the Congo. And, you know, we were sitting in a hotel restaurant interviewing some people. We're actually doing a pre-interview, and the restaurant filled with soldiers and weapons drawn. It was quite sort of scary. And then we were sort of whisked away to a detention facility, transferred cities, not allowed to contact relatives, embassy, whatever. And we sort of disappeared for 6 days. I say we, it's me and a Congolese journalist that I work with, Jeff Kazadi, who's now free as well.
First of all, we're glad that you're safe, that you're here and able to speak with us. Can you tell me what we know about what happened to Steve Wemby?
Well, thank you for your kind wishes, and I'm happy as well to be out. Steve disappeared last week on Monday, so we're really at the end of going into the end of the second week of his detention. He had been at a press conference by the Minister of Media and Communications, and with the Minister of Media and Communications, Patrick Muyaya, told journalists that they needed to watch out, that he needed to be careful about what they tweeted, what they said, what they reported. So then Steve was going to a meeting at the Hotel Leon in central Kinshasa, and suddenly his driver was sort of accosted by agents of the National Security Agency, which the ANR in its French acronym. And there was some sort of scuffle at the hotel, and then Steve sort of dropped off the face of this planet. What we do know is that a week into his detention, one of his children at school was almost taken by unknown men. Mm. And this happened a couple of days ago. And his driver had to fend off these unknown men, obviously leading to more fear among journalists in Kinshasa that it was not only them, but their families who were being targeted.
Now, the government denied that they have Wemby in their custody. Do you find that credible?
I find it a very strange denial. The communications minister said that Wemby spoke to him himself from an unknown number and said, listen, I've gone into hiding. And his family has said, well, why would he contact the communications minister and not us? And that's the only person who supposedly heard from him. So I found that story very difficult to believe. If he has in fact gone into hiding, why hasn't he spoken to his family? Mm-hmm. And I've been in regular contact with members of his family, and they haven't heard from him.
The U.S. backed the DRC's current president when he was elected in 2019. It was the Congo's first peaceful transition of power since becoming independent. But talk to me about how conditions for journalists have changed under this new administration.
So the last administration, truth be told, was also repressive against journalists. You know, dozens of journalists died during the regime of Joseph Kabila. But there was a certain amount of freedom and sort of anarchic freedom, not necessarily good. There was a lot of fake news under Kabila. And the one thing that I would say is that if, you know, under Kabila, you were arrested, you would be properly arrested, not just sort of disappeared and your family not told. You'd be able to tell people where you were. Under this new regime, they seem to be behaving repressively and trying to sort of hide their tracks. Now, the peaceful transition of power is very interesting. I mean, the Trump administration decided to support Tshisekedi, who's the current president, in the 2019 elections, but he, or 2018 elections going into 2019, but he, you know, his election had been marred by various different irregularities, and everybody really knew that. So there is a sense that there was a sort of original sin to this administration, which is the flawed election process by which Tshisekedi came to power.
As we're talking about being journalists in this circumstance, I do want to just highlight that both you and Wemby are freelance journalists, which means that you have very different relationships to the outlets for which you write. Does that affect your vulnerability in this environment?
Well, I think that freelancers are always in more danger, and especially freelance local journalists. Yes, as you say, Steve and I are both freelancers. And I mean, I was very lucky that the publications that I've worked with sort of came together, and there were various different editors I've worked with and am working with, you know, made my case vehemently back over in the US. And I think that really helped. I think that the problem is that newsrooms, under-resourced, understaffed, as they famously are not always set up to handle these kind of issues. And, you know, when it does happen, they're set up to handle sort of on an insurance basis and so on, the issues of staff members, staff writers. And when you get to the level of freelancers, I think it's very difficult to make those cases sometimes in these stretched newsrooms that you should sort of step in and make a big case for these people. However, that being said, is not, you know, that's not what I believe. I think that freelancers should be supported just as much as, you know, media organs, staff writers.
Nicholas Niarchos is a freelance journalist covering conflicts, minerals, and migration in Africa. Nicholas, thank you for helping to tell Steve Wemby's story. We're all hoping for his safe and swift return. And thanks for coming on The Takeaway.
Thank you, Melissa.